Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. Don't just listen, say something. Call 781-837-4900. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we return. We thank the representative for joining us for a few minutes. And we also thank the Plymouth County Sheriff, Joe McDonald, for being our guest and getting a chance to speak with him. We currently are in a little bit of a holding pattern at this time.
30,000 feet above.
Yes. You may now use all of your
electronic devices. Fasten your seatbelts.
Yes, we are experiencing turbulence at this time, so please beware. So we are expecting to hear from Senator John Keenan, hopefully in the next couple of minutes. If not, we will switch gears and talk with John Creed. John Creed was our expected 7 o'clock guest. We were supposed to speak with him and chat with him in regards to the state senate seat. Now we'll wait another minute or two, Ryan. If we don't hear from the senator Keenan, let's call. Would we be able to talk with Senator Keenan and John Creed simultaneously?
Sure, I can do that for you.
See, the guy's got skills. He's got skills. Let's do that. Let's get John Creed on the line. And if for some reason, we'll let John know that he might have to put him on hold just for a couple of moments, just so we can speak to the senator. Now, if for some reason the senator does not call us, I do believe he is expected to join the great Christine James, our managing news editor, in the morning as well. And there's a little bit of a redundancy here, but we're both doing the same thing in a parallel universe, seeking to speak with the senator about this hearing that's going to be at the State House in regards to marijuana, tobacco, and substance. So I'm getting the high sign. And joining us, this is a gentleman, of course, we're going to be hearing from a couple of times later on this year. We might hear from him a lot more than that, because we do lean on him heavily, Miles.
John's done a fantastic job.
That's the great John Creed, guy who he doesn't come in here with an abacus or a calculator.
What's an abacus, Kevin?
Before your time, my friend. But he is a guy who's able to tally the numbers, and he and Christine James will take you through the evening, whether it's a preliminary, a municipal election, whether it's a primary or a general election. John, how are you?
Good, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. John, of course, our political analyst that we lean on from time to time, kind of like our parliamentarian, so to speak, in a lot of ways, where he knows a lot of the nuances when it comes to government and certain things. So the news is out today, John. You and I have had a couple of conversations over the past couple of days, and they have indeed set a primary to a special election to fill the seat left open by the passing of State Senator Tom Kennedy. And I guess they're looking at October 6th, and then a quick turnaround, November 3rd, will be the special election. Give me your thoughts.
Well, I think everybody was waiting, and I think the Secretary of State handled it well, waiting for the services and everything for Senator Kennedy to happen. And now he set the date, which we told you they have to be a Tuesday by law. Mm-hmm. And apparently probably helps the city of Brockton with the grand election, the final being the same day as the mayoral race, so that will save Brockton an extra election. But the other towns in the district will be paying for two elections they weren't thinking about when they prepared their budgets.
I do know, having a conversation with John McGarry, who is the Elections Commission Director in Brockton, one of the concerns he had was, I believe September 22nd is when Brockton will have their city preliminary. Now, it's not party affiliated. It's not like a primary where you go in and you ask for a Democratic ballot, you ask for a Republican ballot. It's not like that in Brockton. 28 precincts, and you got to worry about all those votes and tallying them all up for a community like Brockton, 94. I think there's like 40, what is it, like 44,000 registered voters. You're lucky if you get 10 or 15,000 out for a preliminary. It'll be interesting to see if you'll be able to get quick turnaround from September 22nd, John, to October 6th for the primary. What do you think?
Well, I think it's very difficult. I think this will be a very, very, very small turnout on October 6th, just because, number one, people aren't thinking about it. You're not talking about a special election. You have the Republican and Democratic candidates that will be trying to get people interested, and probably really, Kevin, won't be able to get started until after Labor Day. I just don't think in the summer, unless you're out raising money, I don't think necessarily people are interested in politics. But after Labor Day, I think the candidates on either side of the aisle will begin to spark it up.
You know, John, this is Miles Heger, and I kind of disagree with you a little bit. I think that this race certainly...
Oh, they don't have you on again.
I do think that although starting to campaign before Labor Day is tough, it is doable. You've got a lot of outdoor concerts in towns, and you've got a lot of outdoor activities. And even if the candidate is just, you know, popping in and giving out water balloons or giving out regular balloons or candy, or I think it is doable to start getting your name out there before Labor Day. So
I don't doubt that, and certainly you have to raise money. But I do think things like debates and those type things, when candidate X disagrees with candidate Y, you know, that type of thing will happen after Labor Day. You know, going to cookouts, going to concerts and all that. No, that's certainly, and Little League tournament games and all that, that certainly can happen before Labor Day. But I think the crux of trying to separate who the leading candidates are on either side, I do believe there'll be several Democrats that will get into this thing.
I think you're right too. I think you got to venture.
Back and stay.
Yeah, you got to venture to guess that probably at least I would say 6 or 7 Democrats will be in the primary. On the Republican side, you got to think that it's going to be a much smaller, maybe 1 or 2 people. I would say 2, maybe 3 at most.
On the Republican side?
Yeah.
I would say probably closer to 2. Realizing in that district, Brockton's about 45% of the district. And, you know, that's huge.
Absolutely.
I just to throw a couple of names out there, I have heard rumors that you could see Representative, I think he's the 9th Plymouth District Representative, Mike Brady, could be a suitor. Current city councilor, at-large councilor, Bob Sullivan, who has, as of Friday, not pulled re-election papers for at-large. Now, he has until the end of the month to do that, and he would, I think, I'm pretty sure he would have another week and a half, and that would be nothing for Bob. Bob has been one of the top vote-getters as a city councilor for the past couple of city elections, so it wouldn't be anything for him to be able to pull signatures and get signatures from people. He knows how to campaign. But what's kind of ironic is you could end up having what we saw in 2008 when these two gentlemen were squaring off with then Connor Units for, you know, the Democratic nod, where it was Mike Brady, Bob Sullivan, and Connor Units trying to get it, and it was Larry Novak. Larry Novak was the guy who
I think you're right
was in there jockeying for position.
Yeah, and of course, when you look at the four men, you know, then you might want to look at Representative Cronin from represents part of Brockton. I think she's from Easton. You know, that you're talking about, when you talk about 5 or 6, you're talking about a plurality election as opposed to a majority election, and that could bring out a different situation. But if it gets to be the number we think, 4, 5, 6 Democrats, then you're talking about voter identification in a small turnout.
John, could we ask you to put our conversation on hold for about 5 minutes as we speak with, we have Senator John Keenan on the line, and he was our 7 o'clock call, if you remember. I had told you we were going
to... Yeah, that's fine. Happy to hear from the Senator.
turn our attention back to our WATD political analyst, John Creed. John, you still there?
Yeah, and I just congratulate the center on his work. And right here in our district, Representative Tom Calter has been very active in trying to make people aware. He's gone to many high schools in the area to speak with and bring in professionals. So congratulations to those legislators who are working on that major problem.
John, Miles Heger here again. Right before we went to Senator Keenan, you were talking about Representative Cronin running possibly, and you were mentioning maybe women jumping into this race. I think I want to hear what your thoughts were on Representative Cronin, and then I wanted to ask a follow-up question to you.
Well, Representative Cronin has been in the House since January, so, you know, kind of a rookie. But for all those that might be elected in the House that might be thinking about this, you know, it's kind of, quote-unquote, a free election because you don't have to give up your seat to run for it.
Right. And now, John, I think this is her second term.
Second term.
Do you think that maybe that might affect her? You know, she doesn't have too much experience, and she might be, you know, kind of on the outside looking in the Democratic primary?
Well, I mean, I think that's true, but I think I mentioned if there's four or five in the race, then it becomes a plurality election. And most elections, regardless how big or small they are, 52% of the people who vote in this state are women.
Yeah. Now, speaking of women jumping in the race, on the Republican side, do you think you see Viola Ryerson run again? She was one who ran against Senator Kennedy this past election cycle.
Yeah, she lost her hometown of Hanover in that race, and she also lost running for re-election as a select person. But again, a small turnout, anything can happen, and certainly she has to be a name that's being considered in what I believe will be a one- or two-person Republican race.
And how about jumping back to the Democratic side, maybe a wild card name, Alan McCarthy? Do you think you see the former state rep run?
Well, I think that's a possibility. I think he's from East Bridgewater. He certainly was active in the race, and you know, he was in one of those borderline districts. But again, the more that you get into the race, the smaller needed to win. You don't have to get to that 51%. So it depends on who is best organized. But again, there's so many more people from Brockton to work from. A Brockton candidate would have to be considered an advantage.
You and I had a chance to talk last week, and one of the names you brought up was State Representative Tom Calter. Could someone like Tom Calter?
Well, what I said was, you don't have to live in the district to run.
Right.
You have to live in the district to serve.
Right.
And Calter represents Plumpton and Halifax, so, you know, it might be something to consider, even though those are two of the smaller towns in the district. I don't think it would happen, but it can be considered.
Do you feel that's more favorable that somebody who is from Brockton, because like I said, I've mentioned before we spoke with the senator, Senator Keenan, I had mentioned names like Bob Sullivan, who isn't announced, but it's rumored that he, before the passing of Senator Kennedy, there were thoughts that he might try to run for mayor.
Well, I think that if he gets in, certainly he would have a campaign on, September 22nd. Mm. In the preliminary elections in Brockton, so he would kind of have his forces in place, and it might give him a tremendous advantage in that Democratic primary on October 6th.
Do you think could he technically run for both, and would somebody do that?
Well, I think a person can run for both, and I think they can serve for both. We've had it happen many times in the Commonwealth. I'm not sure it's a good idea, but I don't think it's illegal.
See, I'm kind of envisioning, depending on what the field ends up, depending on who jumps in on this, because it's going to be interesting to see who will pull papers and seek the signatures and get their word out there.
I think it's 300 signatures, right, Kevin?
It is 300 signatures, and you got to have them in by August 25th. That's the date, according to the AP, is you got to have them in.
And by the way, so people who are listening who might be in the district, if it's a Republican candidate, the Republican candidate can get names from people who are Republican or unenrolled. And on the Democratic side, those who are Democrats or unenrolled can sign their papers.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's not too bad.
No, and 300 signatures, I think, it's relatively easy to get. I've done it before.
You're a hustler, though. You've worked on many a campaign.
It's certainly easy to get 300. You stand outside a couple grocery stores, a couple different districts. It's nothing.
And Kevin, by the way, we should remind people who might be listening in who are new to that district, they should, if they're not registered, they should get down to their town hall so they can register to be part of the process.
That's a fantastic suggestion. Folks should head on down if you've moved. You want to get involved in on this. It's a smart thing to do.
And remind people that if they register unenrolled, then come October 6th, they can take a ballot on either party.
Mm-hmm. And, speaking of registering to vote, quick plug for Town of East Bridgewater, Dina Livingston, our town clerk, 1606-378-1606 is the number if you want to register to vote there.
All right, there we go. Thank you very much. Yeah, seeing that is part of the district that was mentioned, East Bridgewater, Halifax, Hanover, Hanson, Plimpton, Whitman, and, of course, Brockton. John, anything you want to say in closing in regards to this particular race?
No, it'll be interesting to watch, and I'm certainly sure WATD will cover it. And remember, as Christine would always say, if you're not part of the process, then you really don't have a say. So people should register, listen to what the candidates have to say, and get out there and vote on October 6th and November 3rd.
John, I'd like to. We didn't get a chance to, because I know I had said it to you when we were kind of setting this up. I definitely want to have you on in a couple of weeks to kind of talk about, see what's shaking out as far as presidential candidates for 2016.
And I think I told you, I'm officially announcing tonight, you have an exclusive that I am not a candidate for president.
But I was worried about that
because
for a moment.
16 Republicans now, I think.
Yeah, they're climbing. And just real quick, what do you think of the growing field of Republicans and
Well, I'm shocked at it, to be honest with you, because, you know, Hillary Clinton's considered, quote-unquote, a shoo-in, which I don't think she will, and I think she's being challenged, even though Bernie Sanders probably doesn't have a much chance to beat her. But if he bangs away enough, you might see somebody like John Kerry or Joe Biden that actually get into this thing seriously if Bernie Sanders does too much of a hit on with the political left on Hillary Clinton, because her speech today on economics wasn't the speech that the then candidate Bill Clinton, when running for president, when he talked about smaller government. Her speech today was really big government.
Mm. Well, definitely a conversation that you and I will have to have in a couple of weeks, and of course we'll have Joe Rossi back in the big co-host chair, and we can kind of talk about candidates and whatever is hot at the moment, whether it's the Donald or some other candidate who's saying something that's blowing up, not only on social media but on the big networks. We'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah, we can't forget to mention that your previous guest, Jeff Dito, certainly would be a name that will be mentioned as this process goes on.
Yes, for stateside. It's possible. We'll see what happens. He didn't indicate anything tonight, but that doesn't mean that he's not considering it.
Well, I would imagine there's a lot of phone calls are going his way.
All right. There he is, John Creed. He is our very, very reliable WATD political analyst joining us here. John, thank you so much tonight.
Kevin, thank you.
You got it. We'll step aside, and when we come back, We'll talk a little wiffle ball. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.